For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Clayton Sears. Columbia's historic mill neighborhoods are growing. It's home to the Granby and Olympia Mills, the old Olympia Schoolhouse, and streets of mill houses. Today, the textile mill buildings have been remodeled into apartments. New shops and restaurants are peppered along the main corridor. And in the midst of this growth is a group of locals working to ensure the past is not forgotten. Since 2014, Columbia natives Sherry and Jake Jaco have been renovating the old Olympia Schoolhouse. Along with a group of other supporters and volunteers, the pair is renovating the building into a museum to preserve the history of the Olympia and Granby Mill villages.
And so what we are going to do is blow this photograph up and wrap this wall into a life-size classroom. This will be the orientation area.
Two photos, blown up to poster size, revealed the way the building looked when the children of mill workers studied there. Sherry says once parents warmed up to the idea of their children getting an education, the school started to grow.
The school was so popular that by the next year they had to knock this wall out and they had a second classroom. And then by the third year they did the same thing up there, so they had three classrooms.
Sherry says the museum will not only show what the school and area looked like, but also attempt to depict a little of the mill culture.
We were considered sort of outsiders. I guess one of the things we're trying to capture here too is what I call mill village culture. It was kind of that attitude of it's us against the world. You know, we're going to stick together.
Since starting their work in 2014, they've received over $50,000 in pledges and donations from places as far away as California and Florida. In June, the Olympia Schoolhouse was named to the National Registry of Historic Places. The museum opens to the public this September. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Clayton Sears.